Feliz Cinco de Mayo. I know what day it is. Like all the Latinos that watch me, to realize that I'm risking breaking my neck by wearing this hat. I'd do a twirl with this. My neck would look like a braided horsetail. Gary Hart's a jerk. Absolute jerk. Woman's a jerk, too. She likes younger men. What she said. She shouldn't judge them all but Gary. He's a real jerk. Now, why didn't he come out and say, who I go to bed with if I went to bed is mine and my wife's business and no one else's? That would have ended it. I've never read in the Constitution that bedroom exercises are in any way related to the requirements of being President of the United States. He was also a jerk to tell him to follow him around. He's a jerk. I don't like him. I'm glad that his jerkiness has been exposed. But he's a jerk. But the news media is a bigger jerk. I mean, he's not going to lose his position because the woman came in his townhouse. Positions notwithstanding. You got that? Positions notwithstanding. He will lose because he got on the defensive about a subject that doesn't require a defense. Just flip the good old American eagle at him and say, who'd you sleep with last night? Does that qualify you to be a newsman? I'm so tired of these. He sounds like a fundamentalist preacher. Defending himself. I didn't do it. Who cares? Besides the sex star media. But there are some serious things going on that I talked to you about last night. The media that have set themselves up as moral judges. Remind me of Jerry the Fat. The right to judge presumes perfection. I'd respect Jerry Falwell. I think he is stupid, but I'd respect him more than I do now if his holier-than-thou analysis of PTL would be accompanied by a 7-year outside audit of all of his activities. File logs on the use of his planes, who flew with him, whether personal use was reimbursed, all perks and associated expenses paid by various companies, all correspondence, did he ever use his position as a minister to try to influence legislation or government? I mean, if you're going to start judging people, you better come right out front with everything you have. The news media is going to start figuring out who sleeps with whom. Maybe they ought to tell us who they sleep with. But there's a deeper thing that I don't like. There is a broad-based insult to womanhood all across America. If a man had gone in that townhouse, there wouldn't have been any story. You know what that is implying? Look, I did my PhD at Stanford. We were taught to take statements in the news, statements in books, statements on radio or any source, and deduce the frame of reference necessary to make that statement. The news media, making so much of this story, have said something insulting to womanhood in America. You women, in their view, have no function after the sun goes down that involves any part of your being above the waist. Just think about it. And then there's the funnier side of it. I listened to Koppel last night draw a distinction between daylight activities and nighttime activities. Boy, you got to be an unimaginative sex partner if you can only find things to do at night. Doesn't matter if you have a contribution of any kind to make. A woman, half of the population of the world is deprived from meeting a man after dark. Because the put-down viewpoint of the media is you have no function after dark, except what they think is obvious. If I were running for political office, a woman would not be allowed to share her brain power. She'd have no contribution that she could make to me after dark. Because if she comes in the door of my house after dark, well, it can only be for one thing. That's what the news media is saying about you women. Here are the chauvinist of the century thinks more highly of you than the news media. That's serious, folks. I don't know why she didn't go in reverse drag and show some real imagination. Got a friend from Pakistan here, doesn't know what I said. Craig, explain reverse drag. I saw the most puzzled look on him. I'm serious. Think about it. It's the news media that's so hung up on sex that they just simply can't believe a man and woman can be in a building together a few hours without sex being involved. You got to be awful emaciated or hungry or something. How do you like that, women? Huh? You like that viewpoint that the news media has of you? You're a woman. You go in a man's townhouse. His wife's gone. If it happened, you spend the night. Ipso facto, only one thing occurred. Sex. Do you think that story would be the same if a man had gone in the door? a man 29 years old? Are they going to paint Gary Hart a homosexual tomorrow? If they did, the press would be screaming from their other eclectic, illogical, liberal view. They'd be screaming some kind of put down to homosexuals. But they're not even smart enough to know they put all the women in America down. I want the people in the world to know I've had more women in houses with me than they can count. And by mutual choice, it hasn't always involved sex. I'm tired of this junk being crammed down our throat by these self-appointed brainwashers of America. Get mad, women. I'm pausing because I want it to settle in. You're not yet free. You're not free to walk in a man's house after dark. Daytime, I guess, okay. But you're not free to walk in a man's house after dark without your character being assassinated. That means you're second-class citizens, ladies. News media still thinks skirts exist for ease of access. It's an insult. At least this old chauvinistic preacher sees it. I told you, I know you're superior. I'm going to keep you down as long as I can. Give an inch, as I always say. I'm absolutely immoral on that subject. Women are superior creatures. You let any one man have to bear a child for 9 months, much less the labor of delivery, they'd be dead. All men have superior to women is muscles, and that's quickly changing. Women are superior creatures. Any fool in the world knows that. That's why men have kept them down for years. If they ever find out their potential and ever get what they're seeking, they'll rule the world. There ain't no man in the world match for a woman. All he can ever do is, bully and use his muscles. I suppose I'd have to recognize the superiority of a gorilla. If I were in a jungle clearing, there were nine of them. I didn't mean what you thought I meant. What I meant was that that's the kind of superiority men have had over women. That's the only superiority they have. Now you may say, well, are you going to change it? You damn sure I'm not. I hope that we can keep them under till I die. I ain't giving any. When you are inferior, good God, enjoy it while you're on top. Don't turn over. You ever give them the ascendancy, they're going to stay there. I think that I fight the woman's liberation movement because I know it's inevitable. We ain't got a prayer. We'll be cleaning house in the centuries ahead. If science can figure out a way to put a little kangaroo sack on men, we'll be carrying the baby after conception. Women are capable of taking over everything. I've been sounding a warning like a lone voice in the wilderness for years. Don't ever let them gain anything, because they're superior creatures. Men are like the whites in South Africa. I understand those whites down there. I think they're wrong. But it's human nature to hold to the preeminence while you got it when you know you don't deserve it. I have no scruples on that subject. I'm going to do my best till I die to make sure that I don't have to give way to womanhood. Let some other generation suffer. Yet, I am, it's like, you know, fighting for Jim Baker. I still have these principles in me. Must be those female genes that are in everybody. They're not an ascendancy, but they come out once in a while. I just want you to recognize that I'm an evil ogre that will keep you under and just look you flat in the face and say you're superior, but you haven't got the handles of power yet, so I ain't going to let you get them. I ain't even going to help you along. But I want to point out that the press is hypocrite. You know, they beat the drum, use the words about all women's rights. They don't give you any. You haven't got the right to go to a man's house at night without having your character assassinated. It's been my experience in 57 years that all women aren't that easy. Are you ready to say that if you go inside a man's townhouse, you can't resist him? If I were a woman, I'd love to go in and walk out the back door and leave him frustrated. I'd say, jerk, rent me a townhouse and come see me. I think it's a put down, and I don't intend to stop pointing out the hypocrisy of the press. They mouth all these things. They aren't willing to live them. Who are they to set themselves up to advise us when it's obvious their mental shortcomings? Physician, heal thyself. Gary Hart's a jerk, but he was a jerk before this news story came out. News media is worse. And they're not going to write the agenda for my life. Now let's go back to church history. It's far better to read the letter themselves. The question I'm asking, been asking it for a couple of days, does anybody want me to read Jesus' letter to Abgar? Well, prove it by getting on the telephone. Now, let me hear from you. And all you women out there that resent what the news media has done, you may resent what I'm saying. Hell, I'm a sinner. If you were inferior and on top, you wouldn't want to change either. Chances of ever getting back, very remote. Your superiority, ladies, is inevitable. The only thing we men can do is hold it back. You will get there eventually, but if we ever go down, we ain't ever getting back up. Have a heart, ladies. At least I'm honest with you. But the news media is not honest. They put you down and are not even smart enough to know they did it. Their frame of reference came out. What we're seeing in this story about Gary Hart is the same kind of inevitable slip that showed the state of mind that this poor guy that was the manager of the Dodgers made. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth spoke. Before he knew it, he was hung on his own petard. Well, the news media has let the truth out. They see you as having only one function, ladies, particularly if you have the slightest bit of attraction about you. That makes me even more angry. I mean, would they have said the same thing if a homely, very fat woman had gone in? I mean, I've seen programs where some men only want fat women. I don't like the way the news media has characterized everything. When the news media is over, you get one of these stupid two on the town or whatever these things are, I on L.A., when you never get to see L.A., all you see is T's and A's. They're all hung up in their own sexual frustrations. They're in no position to judge the world. Now talk to me. We'll go back to church history.
Please tell my newfound friend. They don't even tell me the city. We've been watching since Friday night, 24 hours a day with just naps. That if he doesn't read the letter, I'm not going to send him a check. You are driving my husband and I crazy.
We're talking about the letter that Eusebius transcribes and claims was sent to Abgar, king of some nations across the Euphrates that were in the archives at Edessa when he translated them. And as Eusebius, the father of church history, says, there's nothing like hearing the letters themselves, which we took from the archives and translated literally from the Syriac language as follows. A copy of a letter written by Abgar, the ruler to Jesus, and sent to him through the courier Ananias to Jerusalem. Abgar Ukama, the black, to Jesus, the good Savior, who has appeared in the region of Jerusalem, greeting. The reports about you and your cures have reached me, how they are effective for you without drugs and herbs. For as the story goes, you make the blind to see, the lame to walk, and you cleanse lepers, and you cast out unclean spirits and demons, and you cure those who are tortured and lingering disease, and you raise the dead. When I heard all this about you, I decided that either one of two things is true. Either that you are God and having come down from heaven are doing these things, or you are a son of God who does these things. On this account, then, I have written to beg you to hasten to me and to cure me of the suffering which I have. For I have heard also that the Jews murmur against you and wish to harm you. But I have a very small and venerable city which is enough for us both. End of letter. The reply written by Jesus to Abgar the ruler through the courier Ananias. Blessed are you who have believed although you have not seen me. For over in the book 5, chapter 8, Eusebius says, since as we begin this work, we made a promise. Well, I've been thinking about reading the letter of Jesus. But I've also been thinking about just going ahead and printing it and handing it out Sunday to those who come to King's House 1. Now, that might be a better technique. I got to think about it.
So while I'm thinking, I'll read. Chapter 8, Book 5. Since as we begin this work, we made a promise, Eusebius says, declaring that we would quote at the proper time the words of the ancient presbyters and writers of the church, in which they have handed down in writing those traditions which had come down to them about the canonical scriptures. And by the way, in God's name, I understand we have it in the bookstore. 1695. In God's name, an investigation into the murder of Pope John Paul I, David A. Yollop. So you need to visit Doc's Intelligence Center on Sunday. It's just one block up from King's House 1, right up the street. 1501 South Glendale. The Vatican Connection. The astonishing account of a billion-dollar counterfeit stock deal between the Mafia and the Church by Richard Hammer. These two books, you need to read them side by side. This one was $14.95. Try to get some in the bookstore for Sunday, so they'll be there. If you want to buy them from us, I guess you place your orders here. And make your checks out to Dolores Press, Incorporated. The church doesn't sell anything. Can you send book COD? Yeah, I guess we could send book COD if people want to order them that way. I don't like to do that, though. That's a big pain in the neck. Just send the money. We're not selling the letter of Jesus. Since as we begin this work, we made a promise declaring that we would quote at the proper time the words of the ancient presbyters and writers of the church, in which they have handed down in writing those traditions which had come down to them about the canonical scriptures. Now, one of these was Irenaeus. So let us quote his words. Now, you know, in the late 4th century, two church councils in northern Africa for the first time gave the church's position on which books are authorized, canonized, taken as inspired, authorized to be read in the church. Eusebius the other night gave us his list, and we saw that he believed that James was spurious. Well, by the Reformation, Luther said it was a tacky little epistle with not one word of gospel in it. Inerrant word of God? One of these early gentlemen was Irenaeus. So let's quote his words. First of all, those about the Holy Gospels, which are as follows. Now, Matthew published among the Hebrews in their own language. Now, I'm sure he's drawing upon the statement by Papias there. Now, Matthew published among the Hebrews in their own language a written gospel. Also, while Peter and Paul were preaching in Rome and establishing the church. And after the departure of these, Mark, the disciple and interpreter of Peter, himself also handed down to us in writing what was preached by Peter. And Luke 2, the follower of Paul, put in a book, the gospel is preached by him. Then John, the disciple of the Lord, he who had even leaned upon his breast, himself also gave out his gospel while living at Ephesus in Asia. These things, Irenaeus said in Book 3 of his work, and in Book 5, he speaks about the apocalypse of John and the number of the name of the Antichrist as follows. Quote, since this is so, and since this number is found in all the good and ancient copies, and since those very ones who saw John face to face give testimony, and since reason teaches us that the number of the name of the beast according to the calculation of the Greeks appears with the letters in it, And after he has gone on, he speaks about the same subject. Quote,
"This is the end of side one. For more of the teaching, please turn the tape over for side two. Thank you."